Blog Talk Radio.
I need you, Lord.
I need you.
Oh, Father, bring
Spirit fall fresh on me. I need you, touch me now.
Give somebody a high five. Say, I know who I am. And I'm walking in power. Do you know God? Do you love God? Do you know He loves you? So tonight we're going to sing about His love and just minister to Him.
Jesus.
the depths of our hearts we worship. From the depths of my heart.
From the depths of my heart, I'm grateful to you.
You've done so much.
You've done so much for me. I have searched all around. There is no one like you.
Thank you.
wonder. In your home, he's a wonder.
Lord. Hallelujah. Father, we bless your name. You are a wonder. We praise your name, Lord. We worship you in the beauty of your holiness. Thank you, Lord. You woke us up this morning. You kept watch over us as we slept through the night. Father, we thank you for your goodness, your grace, your mercy. Hallelujah. We bless your name. There's no one greater than you. You are the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. Hallelujah. And so we bless your holy name. We say, thank you, Jesus. Father, this morning we adore you. Every day is a day of thanksgiving. If we had shoulders of tongues, it is not enough to say, thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name we praise. Amen and amen. Good morning, Holy Spirit. Good morning, my sisters and brothers in Christ Jesus. I greet you in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, and in the name of His sweet, blessed Holy Spirit. Grace and peace and mercy be multiplied unto you. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, let us pray. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from all evil. For thine is thy kingdom and thy glory forever and ever. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely his goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. And I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good. For his mercy endures forever. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good. For his mercy endures forever. Father, this morning we come to thy throne of grace, and we ask you for mercy. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for your mercy, your grace, and your mercy. Have mercy upon us, oh God. Forgive us of the things that we've done that are not pleasing to you. Oh, Father, we pray for mercy. Your mercies are new every morning. Have mercy upon us. Have mercy upon our children. Have mercy upon our grandchildren. Have mercy upon our spouses. Have mercy upon our siblings, our nieces, and our nephews. We pray for mercy, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Have mercy, oh God. Father God, your mercies are new, everybody. Be merciful unto us, O God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, have mercy, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Let the blood of Jesus wash us. Let the blood of Jesus from all unrighteousness, oh God. In the name of Jesus, we soak our spirituals and bodies in the blood of Jesus. Let the blood of Jesus perfect all that concerns our lives in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, the blood. Let the blood of Jesus, oh God, restore us, reconcile us, oh God, in the name of Jesus, back to the Father. We thank you for the healing power that is in the blood of Jesus Christ. We thank you that the blood of Jesus makes us whole. We thank you, Lord, for the blood of Jesus. Deliverance is in the blood. The blood of Jesus. Deliverance is in the blood. Thank you, Jesus, for the blood. We soak our homes in the blood of Jesus. We soak our offices in the blood of Jesus, our transportation, our cars in the blood of Jesus. Father, we soak our footsteps in the blood of Jesus. We thank you for the precious blood. Every cell, every tissue, every organ, every system in our bodies. In the blood of Jesus. This morning we put on the full armor of God and the armor of life, the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the shoes of peace, the sword of the Spirit, the shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth. In the name of Jesus, we put on the full armor, helmet of salvation, breastplate of righteousness, shoes of peace, sword of the Spirit, shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth. In the mighty, matchless name of Yeshua HaMashiach. Father God, we put the armor on our children, our grandchildren, our spouses, our nieces, nephews. We put the armor on our siblings, the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the shoes of peace, the sword of the Spirit, the shield of faith, and our Lord girded with truth in the name of Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus Christ. Father God, we pray this morning for a fresh anointing, oh God. Oh, Father God, let the anointing from yesterday, but a fresh oil, fresh anointing, pour upon us your fresh oil, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we need your fresh oil, oh God. Empower us, oh God, to do all that you've called us to do, oh God. When we try to do these things on our own, we feel. But with you, with your anointing, oh God, hallelujah, with Christ in us, we can do all things, oh God. So, Father God, your strength is made perfect in our weakness, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We are weak, but you are strong. And so, Father God, we are totally 100% plus dependent on you. We cannot make it. We acknowledge that we cannot make it without you. We cannot even speak without you because the breath that we breathe is yours. So, Father God, we thank you. We thank you for life because life is a gift from you. We bless you and we thank you, Lord. All that we do bring glory and honor to your deeds. And, Father, we pray that even as the Holy Spirit leads us, guides us, teaches us, and the Holy Spirit brings us into conviction, oh God, that we do not have a seared mind, that we come into a repentance when the Holy Spirit convicts in the name of Jesus, that we come into repentance that comes from the heart and not from the lips only, but from the heart, that you will forgive us, you will cleanse us, and you will teach us and show us. So we surrender to you. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord, for your spirit of humility and compassion. Father God, and we ask you, Lord, to teach us how to love as you've loved us. Teach us how to forgive as you've forgiven us, oh God. Teach us how to do your will. Abba, Father, help us in our walk with you. Hallelujah, your name. We come against every form of evil and darkness, seen and unseen, known and unknown, that have come against our lives, our destiny, God's plans and purpose for our lives and destiny, we cancel in the name of Jesus, not by my might of power, but by the Spirit of the Lord. Every work of darkness, seen and unseen, nude and unnude, that has come against our destinies, that have come against our children's destinies, that have come against our family's destiny, our siblings' destiny, oh God. We cancel every work of darkness in the name of Jesus that have come against our lives, that have come against our spouses, our children, our grandchildren, our nieces, our nephews' lives, that have come against each and every one of us right now. We cancel to the resurrection power that is in the blood of Jesus. And we superimpose God's plans and purpose for our lives. We superimpose God's plans and purpose for our spouse's life. We superimpose God's plans and purpose for our children's, our grandchildren's lives in the deep of Jesus. We superimpose our siblings' lives, our nieces and our nephews' lives in the name of Jesus. Only the counsel of Almighty God shall stand in the name of Jesus. Only the counsel of Almighty God shall stand in the name of Jesus. Gloria Masanteria Korea Maste. In the name of Jesus, we decree, declare, and prophesy, oh, according to the word of God, that no weapon fashioned against us shall prosper, and every tongue that rises against us in judgment shall be condemned. Why? Because we are the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus, because we are kingdom citizens. So, Father God, in the name of Jesus, we receive all the benefits from being kingdom citizens in the name of Jesus. Father God, we are in a covenant relationship with you. And so, Father, we receive the benefits, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And Father, this morning we pray for family members who do not know you as the Lord and personal Savior, friends. Lord, we pray that the Holy Spirit will move in their hearts, oh God, that they will receive Jesus as the Lord and personal Savior. Father God, we want our families, our friends, to come into the saving grace of Jesus Christ. Oh, Father God, and only the Holy Ghost can do that. So, Holy Spirit, we ask you this morning to move upon the hearts of the unsaved in our families, those who have not received Christ. Whether they be children, grandchildren, nieces, nephews, siblings, oh God, Holy Spirit, touch their heart so that they can receive Christ as the Lord and personal Savior. Even your parents who do not know Jesus, Father God, we pray that before they leave this world, we pray that they will have an encounter and receive Jesus Christ as their Lord and personal Savior. Father God, we thank you. Morning again, oh God, and we will never stop praying when our brothers and sisters are in disarray. We feel the same. So we lift up the nation, oh God, of Ukraine to you. Father, we pray for your divine intervention in the name of Jesus. Father God, a hospital was bombed with pregnant ladies, children. Father God, intervene, arise, oh God. Let the enemies be scattered in the name of Jesus. Father God, arise in your power, in your strength. Save the nation, oh God, of Ukraine, oh God, in the name of Jesus, those children, pregnant women, children, oh, Father God, we pray that you set more warrior angels. I pray this morning that you allow the highest order under the leadership of your angel, Michael, Father God, to go into your secret armory in the name of Jesus and use weapons that have never been used in this planet, oh God. Your holy angels go into your secret armory and you get those weapons and use weapons that have never been used in the spiritual realm. Father God, that they use those weapons against the adversary in the name of Jesus. Father God, surprise like you always do. Surprise the adversary, oh God. As he thinks he's winning, oh God, I know you are a winner. We trust you. So we thank you, Lord, for the victory in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord, for divine strategies in the deep of Jesus. And Father God, let there be confusion in the camp of the enemy in the name of Jesus. Father God, we let there be chaos and let there be confusion in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, thank you for your sophisticated weapons, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, even in the gathering, to gather, making plans to come against not only Ukraine, but the people of the world, oh God, you see it and you hear that they cannot hide. I don't care where they go, they cannot hide. See, you hear and you know, oh God. So, Father God, in the name of Jesus, we pray for divine strategies that you will give the nations, oh God, the NATO nations, divine strategies that, Lord, that you will give the United States leader wisdom, divine strategy wisdom, oh God, that you will give the Ukrainian president, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you that there is victory. We thank you in advance victory, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, there is nothing too hard for you to do, oh God, in the name of Jesus. So Father God, we thank you, oh God. We praise you for the victory in the name of Jesus. We thank you for divine strategies in the name of Jesus. And we pray, oh God, this morning for the President of the United States. We pray, Lord, that you will increase his wisdom in the name of Jesus. That, Father God, that the Holy Ghost will move upon his heart and he will hear from you and walk by the Spirit of Almighty God. Holy Spirit, take possession of him in the name of Jesus. Take possession of the leadership in the name of Jesus. Take possession of the vice president, oh God. Take possession, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Give them divine strategies and wisdom, oh God. Show them what to do and show them not what not to do in the name of Jesus. Father, you are the same God. Hallelujah. The yesterday, today, and forevermore. Hallelujah. No one can hide from you. If they go to the bottom of the sea, you are damned. Wherever they are, you are damned. We cancel every incantation made to the sun, the moon, and the stars against the kingdom of Almighty God. In the name of Jesus, oh, Father God, any incantation made against your children, oh, God, using the sun, the moon, the stars, the universe, I pray for those that are here right now, oh, God, including myself, any incantation using the universe, evil incantation, the sun, the moon, and the stars. Oh, God, we cast us through the blood of Jesus. Only the counsel of God shall stand. The sun, the moon, the stars, the universe will obey the voice of Almighty God and work in the favor of God's children and daughters in the name of Jesus. The earth will work in our favor. In the mighty name of Jesus, the universe will work in the favor of God's kingdom children, citizens, oh God, in the name of Jesus, the sun and the moon, the stars, oh God, whatever they're using, oh God, Father God, to speak into the work against your plan and purpose for our lives, we cast us to the resurrection power that is in the blood of Jesus. We speak to the moon and the sun and the stars to hear the word of God. We speak to the universe to hear the voice of God and work in the favor of God's kingdom, sons and daughters. In the name of Jesus, oh yes, Lord, oh yes, we suck honey out of the rock, oh God, we suck honey out of the rock, we walk in your divine purpose and favor in the name of Jesus. Father, you've given us the dominion authority, Father God, and when you give us the authority, you release the dominion anointing, oh God. We thank you, oh Father God, that even when the enemy came against us, you raised up a standard. Help us, oh God, to receive the dominion anointing that you have placed upon each and every one of our lives. In the name of Jesus, you give us that authority that we can walk in it. In the name of Jesus, believe the authority, oh God, that you have given us, oh God, and we walk in that authority in the name of Jesus. You bless Adam and Eve, and Father God, you bless us. You bless us with the dominion mandate. Oh God, the oh Father God, to have dominion, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And so we walk in the anointing in the name of Jesus, not just by what we say, oh God, but by what we do, oh God. We walk in it, the dominion anointing, oh God, Father, in the name of Jesus, 100%. We thank you for the finished work of the cross, oh God. And we pray, Father God, that when Jesus said it is finished, we believe what he said, that it is finished. Father God, let our minds be like the mind of Christ. You said without faith, it is impossible. So please, God. And so, Father God, let us have faith in your word and not just only speak it, but believe it and walk in the that you have given us, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, we thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. that we can walk in the authority that we believe in. We trust you, oh God. What you say, it is so, and so shall it be. But Father God, what is hindering us is our belief system. Lord, what is hindering us is our belief system. So, Lord, speak to each and every one of our hearts in the name of Jesus. And in Genesis 1:26, and God said, let us make man in our image after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the fowl of the air, over the cattle, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he, male and female created he them. Father God, you bless us. And God bless them. Father God, that blessing, and God anointed them. And God empowered them. And God gave them that mandate. In the name of Jesus, the mandate of being fruitful and not bearing. Demanded the anointing for fruitfulness, the anointing for multiplication, being fruitful and multiply, the anointing to replenish the earth, the anointing to subdue it. So, Father, we pray, oh God, that we come back to Genesis 1:28 in the name of Jesus. The dominion anointing, oh God. Oh, Father God, and have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the fowl of the air, and over every living thing that moveth upon the earth. So, Father God, let us walk in that anointing. Not only walk in it, but believe it. Believe it, oh God. Give us the mind of Christ Jesus, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Speak to our hearts. Speak to us individually. Speak to us, oh God. Teach us. Lead us. Guide us. Father God, Christ did not just come for nothing. He came to reconcile us back to the Father. He came to take us back into Eden, oh God, before Adam and Eve, oh God. And so, Father, we must believe in our hearts of hearts, oh God, in the name of Jesus, that you've done it, oh God, in the spiritual realm. And all we need to do is walk it in the physical realm in the name of Jesus. So, Father God, help us. In Jesus' name, we thank you. Amen. And amen. I hear the Spirit of the Lord saying this. Hallelujah. And I know I was speaking to a Reverend Williams about this last night, but the Lord spoke to me as we praying this morning, and we talk about this dominion anointing and the dominion authority, and we talk about the finished works of the cross. Jesus did not come and die for nothing, and he was not resurrected. That the resurrection means a lot. That everything that he resurrected, that means something was there. Hallelujah. He resurrected from what? Then he's dead. But as he resurrected, everything was resurrected that took place in Genesis 1. that he did that to bring us into our original state. But we cannot go back into the original state if we still have that mindset. And what the enemy does to us is he tricks us. And he let us think that we're still in that mindset instead of, because when we see Jesus, we come back into where we were. Amen? In the name of Jesus. So what am I saying to you this morning? I'm saying to you, you have to have faith and you have to believe. The Bible said that the two greatest commandments, love God with all your heart, soul, and mind. Then love your neighbors as you love yourself. And the Lord said these two criteria, the reason we have not reached to where we're supposed to be because we have not fulfilled the criteria. God is what? God is love. God is love. We walk in selfishness. We walk in arrogance. We walk in things that do not bring glory, but God is love. For God so loved the world that he gives, he released, he gave his only begotten son. He gave with love, he gave. Love gives his only begotten son, that whosoever gives, believes. Love gives, believes, should not perish, but has everlasting life. Ask yourself, you love God. Do I love God with all my heart, my soul, and my mind? First, we got to do one before we get to two. Hallelujah. Do we put God first in everything that we do? Is it a form of godliness? It is, but is it for sure a fashion to impress others? It is to show others our intellect. Who is your audience? Audience? Who is? Who do you desire your audience to be? Jesus. You live. You do things not for a form of godliness, not to be popular, but you do it out of your heart, that we have that love for God with all, he said, with all your heart. With all your heart. Jesus and the Father was one. John 17 prayer. Jesus and the Father in the are one. Pray that for us, John 17, that we be one in him. Christ in us, the hope of glory. Hallelujah. One in him. Loving God with all our heart. That means you are ridiculously in love with God. And you want to do what is pleasing to him and not what is pleasing to man. You have that passion and desire for him. Hallelujah. Amen. In the name of Jesus, love God with all our heart. Have that falling in love with him. Teach us how to love, oh God, the agape love. And then when we move from that sense of love, we read the Bible because we love the morning prayer, because we love God with all our hearts, souls, and minds. We go to church because we love God with all our hearts, souls, and minds. And when you love God, you will obey him. You will be obedient. When you love God, you will fall in love to do his word and his will. Ask yourself, why are we not in the place we should be? We lack that agape, pure love. The Bible tells us that God is love. So if you cannot have that number one, how can you go to number two? Two is the second greatest commandment, is love your neighbors as you love yourself. But if you do love God with all your heart, soul, and mind, you will never get to that point of loving your neighbors as you love yourself. You see, you are made in the image and the likeness of Almighty God. When you love God with all your heart, your soul, and your mind, you, hallelujah, in addition to that, you're loving yourself. If you do not love God, you will not love yourself. And if you do not love yourself, you're incapable of loving others. The passcode is, you want to get to the place, to that place, that spiritual place of Eden, the password is love. Father, in the name of Jesus, we bless you and we thank you. We give you the glory, we give you the honor. Father God, it is your desire to take us back to spiritual Eden. And Father God, we cannot fully walk because we do not have that love, agape love. So, Lord, we surrender our heart. We admit that we've wrong, we've been wrong. We surrender our hearts to you, our thoughts, our minds, in the name of Jesus. I pray for each and every one under the sound of my voice and their families, that everyone here will experience Eden, having an encounter of Almighty God, that the presence of the Lord will be with each and every one of us 24/7. Oh God, like the presence of the Lord was Adam and Eve 24/7, the glory wrapped around them. They did not even, only when they sinned, they saw, knew they were naked. But Lord, this is what you said. It is finished. So Father, we thank you. We bless you. And I pray that each and every one of us receive what you're speaking. In Jesus' name, amen. May the grace of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of his Holy Spirit rest, remain, and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Amen. Surely his goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. In Jesus' holy name we pray. Amen. Amen. Well, God bless each and every one of you. Have a marvelous day. Thank you for joining us. God bless you.